all stood us at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast. Previously on Tavern Tales, our group has found a lagoon with a natural light in the temple itself, and a water nymph has coyly called Alabama to join her under the water.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Lost Shrine of Tamo-chan, Hidden Shrine of Tamo-chan, January 12th, 2020, game 12?
Ish. Bees?
Cards Against Humanity.
Bees?
I always thought it was the Lost Shrine. I've never heard
it's literally the Hidden Shrine of Tamo-chan.
You said I've lost.
I've gotten it wrong every time.
Okay, that's why I was confused.
I was like, I thought it was lost.
No.
It's just hidden?
Hidden Shrine of Tamo-chan.
So we found it.
Yeah, kind of.
So it's not lost anymore.
Now it's it. That's life.
It's just hide and hide and seek.
I suck.
Found you, you're it.
A soft golden light of a natural cavern sparkled prettily on the surface of the lake, and for a moment, all was still. Alabama had descended with the pretty girl only moments ago, but Maryland didn't know that. Maryland, trying to find how far the party had gone without her, finally approached a doorway, her companions looking like sodden messes along the far pathway leading to those bright golden double doors, when suddenly, Alabama exploded up from the watery depths, causing everyone to exclaim,
oh my,
in varying degrees of response time, because idiots. And now let us peek into the adventure itself, with the soaking wet Alabama standing in full naked glory on the surface of the lagoon in front of Maryland.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's not worth talking about.
No. And Alabama goes and finds his clothes.
Okay.
Your penis is bigger than I thought. That's not her voice. Just all of a sudden you just get real southern. You're sitting next to me. Your penis is bigger than I thought.
I'ma take that as a compliment. Thanks.
It wasn't.
What'd you find out down there?
I said I don't want to talk about it.
But we do.
And story now. Let me put my pants on in peace.
I leave you guys for a couple of hours, and it results in Alabama getting naked. Good thing I didn't leave for a whole day.
Yeah, where did you go anyways?
Shit, I don't know.
Maryland has rested and has attuned herself to this magical longsword. It is a +1 longsword, the wooden laminate longsword with the jagged teeth of obsidian that you pulled free from the statue of Blanchard the Wonderful. And after attuning to it, you realize that this sword also does an additional 2d6 damage to any creature of the plant type. Because, I guess, of, sawing action or something.
I was practicing killing things. You know how it goes.
I'm sure glad you didn't practice on us. We almost died anyways.
Yeah, maybe next time, let us know if you're going to go off and do things. We could have used your help. There's lots of, crazy shit that happened.
Cool.
Oh, you're not dead. I feel okay with that.
Text, you feel someone's eyes upon you, not of the party.
I'm going to do a perception check.
You look around, Excellent. You spot that the beautiful woman under the water is gazing at you adoringly, beckoning you to join her.
Am I still in the water with my little raft that I made?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, now, what are you looking at over there?
Oh, she's under the water.
Okay.
Yeah, under the water, looking up at you.
How far away?
Oh, 10 feet or so.
You were the one who had the most recent interaction with this being. What should I do?
Well,
Alabama is still putting his pants on because Alabama is soaking wet, and Alabama's pants are hard to put on when his legs are wet.
Fair. Especially with such a big dong hanging out.
Sure.
Gotta maneuver it.
A dig bong? Okay.
Yeah.
Shut
it's
up.
It's just a copper bell.
Glong.
It's a big dong.
Tex will kind of wade over slowly.
You're swimming in the pool right now, yeah.
No, I thought I made it to the edge. Didn't I make it to
the
edge?
Well, you're over there, but you're still in the water.
Okay.
Clinging to your little raft-like structure.
Okay, I'm going to inch forward a little bit just to...
Back towards her or towards the doors?
Towards her.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, she's 10 feet below the surface.
If I dip my head underwater, can I speak to her at all?
I mean, you could go blah, 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 but...
No, nothing.
What would you like to signal to her?
I'll just wave.
She beckons you forward. She's beckoning you towards her seductively.
Make the big choice. Dude.
Totally worth it.
Well, we almost lost one of us last time this happened.
I think it's worth it. She seems worth it.
No. No. No, I just wave. I shake my head no. And I mouth the word sorry. And then I get out to water.
Okay. Yeah. She looks ridiculously disappointed in you and looks at the women folk, shrugs her shoulders, and swims around trying to catch Alabama's eye again.
Chopped liver. Yeah. She's not interested in us because she's not open-minded.
You're
it's,
not a
it's
man.
A shame.
I
yeah,
know,
she's not open-minded.
Okay. I am a Florida man. I am a Florida man.
I just want to know what happens.
I know, so do I. It's worth it. Sacrifice.
Make the sacrifice.
There being no other males in the party, Alabama's hastily getting dressed. Alabama is dressed now. Tex is out of the water trying to get the water out of the majority of his stuff because he upset his raft and knocked his pack into the water and he's soaking wet. Maryland, you're on the other side of the lagoon. How will you get across the lagoon, Maryland?
Maryland is just going to levitate across to the other side.
Cool. You can do that once per short rest, right?
Yep.
Okay. Done. You're the only dry person in the party. You would have already used your levitation this last time between now and the short rest because you would have had to cross a big pool with a bunch of gunky sludge and dead slug on the other side of it. So you've already used your levitation.
So I can't use it again?
Actually, it only lasts for how long? 10 minutes is what levitation lasts for?
It's mingle with wind, so I don't know if it's the same as levitation.
I would imagine it's about the same, 10 minutes. So you look it up. It's not in that book. Mingle with Wind is not in that book. Let's just say it's still active. You cross the thing and you're standing in front of the double doors with the rest of the party because making the challenge not getting wet after we made that the whole challenge last game, not worthwhile of my time.
She's still looking at me.
Are you looking at her?
You looked to look if she was looking at you, so yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, but she's further away now, and she looks disappointed. She was looking at Alabama, sees you looking at her, and her eyes open wide, and her mouth opens, and she says something under the water and beckons towards you.
You were the last one down there. What do I do? She keeps looking at me.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm betrothed, but you're a free spirit. I say go for it. I'm not saying anything more than that.
I take off my clothes and I dive in.
Yes! Yay!
Get it on!
I swim towards her.
Do it for the country.
Cool, yes. You are naked. Another party member now gets naked to dive into the pool with the not human creature underneath the water.
In the last game, you called her a water nymph.
Yeah.
Yeah, a nereid is what she is. She's not human, but she looks human. She just breathes and lives under the water.
Serious question, Alabama. Does she have beer-flavored nipples?
Why do you think I would know that?
I don't know. Why else would she be so attractive to men that they want to get so wet? Best non-sequitur I can come up with.
Did you see how fast I rose to that surface?
So you... It was...
Wait, is that a euphemism?
It was too hoppy of a beer? I don't know.
I can't deal with these people.
Sorry, low hanging fruit.
I swim towards her.
Excellent. Yes, her arms are open to you.
I embrace her.
Can you breathe underwater?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. She starts pulling you down towards some like secluded, reclusive, ferned place, recessed amongst the sandy bottom of the lagoon.
How long will I have to breathe, I guess?
Let's say there are rules in the player's handbook that you have read, and you know those rules, and that when you are close to not being able to breathe anymore, you tell me, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Thank you for reading those rules, Aaron. Now, she goes to embrace you.
As she hugs me, I kind of push back and I like point at my mouth.
Okay.
To say that like I don't have a lot of time. That breathe. Need to breathe at some point down here.
Is that time now?
No.
Okay. Then she nods and pulls you towards her.
I follow.
Okay. Yeah, and there's a long embrace there. Everyone can still see these two beings beneath the water. They're like closing in on 20 feet below, quite a ways away. The water's rippling. You know, their light is flickering back and forth when in the water, you know, ripples in the water. It's beautiful. It's a blue lagoon sort of scene under the waves. You're holding Demi Moore close. Aaron did not like that particular image.
She's very young then.
Yeah. Young Demi Moore.
That's where she got her start, was in Blue Lagoon. But anyway, I know you're not that old. So she kisses you long and deep, passionately. And you kiss her back?
Yes.
Excellent. And your lungs are filled with air as she blows air into your lungs and pulls you down beneath the waves. Texas Walker does not surface for a medium amount of time. Let's just say 15 to 20 minutes have passed and Texas Walker is still not up because we have faded to black.
Yes.
Okay.
We have faded to black.
Faded to black.
Saxophone music in the background.
Not that kind of saxophone.
Oh. Underwater saxophone?
That's like... No, that was like Benny Hill.
No, wasn't. That was Wham. No.
Careless Whisper, man.
Yeah.
Terrible. Do, 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 That's do, terrible. Do, Stop do. It.
It was a little too fast. It was just tiny too fast.
I disagree.
You can hear it on replay.
I was going to say, well, listen to the playback.
I'm not suggesting that you weren't playing that song. It was just Yakety Sax version of that song. So, Tex, things happen beneath the waves. You're taken into a secluded grotto that is seductive, sensual, very feminine, and...
Is there an older gentleman there wearing a velvet robe?
No, there's cucumber water, though, but... Oh. Anyway.
Ooh, I thought Hugh was going to be there.
You are Hugh in this scenario.
Oh, okay, so...
But there is a very long eel, a big eel, like... From Ursula's The Flotsam? Little Mermaid, one of those two. Like, it's a
Jetsam.
Big, big eel. Make an animal handling check.
Sweet, I'm getting a dragon.
Not that big an eel.
Like his eel or
yeah, exactly.
Separate from his body eel?
No, definitely not belonging to him.
Spend
You're spending a blue on an animal handling
yeah, spend
check?
A blue. No, all right, it.
Just roll.
Ten. Ooh.
Ten. That is enough to know this eel is not happy with what you're doing with the Nereid water nymph lady friend.
You should have cast Bardic Inspiration on him before he went down.
I should have. Should have, would have, could have. Yeah, I don't have a white gem to change.
Remember
that.
To stretch.
To use help as a bonus action right now.
Actually uses her like...
I'm just thinking like if I had like a book of instructions like in Zombieland. Yeah, don't forget to stretch, cardio, all that good stuff.
Is there anything you'd like to add to... What happens down below?
No.
Okay, cool. Then also make a perception check to see if you notice anything down there.
Ooh. 16.
Upon the bed of kelp, there's some activity going on, and you catch the glint of gold beneath the bed of kelp as it gets shifted at one point, and you see a whole bunch of, like, golden artifacts sequestered away at the bottom of this lagoon under this bed of kelp, like a big pile of money underneath her mattress sort of thing.
All right, cool.
Yes, and you also happen to catch a glimpse of two crystal cylinders that seem to have like a way to open the top, and there's something inside because you can literally see right through it. Yes, so there you go. That's what you can see. And there is a pair of cool looking gloves in there as well. But, you know, you're busy at the time.
Playing Scrabble.
That's the first however long you want that to be.
Okay.
So tell me, however long was that?
About 5 minutes.
Ooh.
And then the second time?
10 minutes.
So 15 minutes has transpired. What's happening up above?
I'm still trying to put my pants on. It's just not working.
No. I've gotten to like dry land and I take off my boots and I pick at my toes because, you know, when your like feet get like wet in boots and like I'm trying to like dry off my feet.
Sounds good.
And my socks.
Does Alabama tell anyone what the Nereid said to Alabama under the waves?
Ha. Can you repeat the question or maybe use it in a sentence?
What? Use it in a sentence?
Does Alabama tell anyone what the water nymph said to you when you were beneath the waves with her?
She said something to me?
She could see that you were touched by Xotzalaha.
Oh, right.
She wanted to talk to you about that. She had treasure for you and wanted to spend time with you in her grotto.
Different type of grotto.
I just wanted to know if you wanted to repeat that or if you've totally forgotten that that happened at all.
I think Alabama was completely traumatized by what had happened after that had said, and it completely forgot it all.
I love how he was traumatized when the naked lady in the water beckoned him into the water. So he got naked and jumped into the water. And then when stuff happened, he freaked out. I love it. I love it.
He was naive.
Yes. Maybe a little less naive now.
Yep. He's going to be more on guard.
Speaking of naive... it's actually pronounced Naiad because you're down there with the Naiad and 15 minutes have passed and now it's time for pillow talk. So
now you got to role play. Ooh, ooh.
Wow. You got to role play with Kyle.
So she says.
This is what he says. You're the one that gets in all the romantic situations.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Can I get some? I need some adjectives. Just general adjectives from my friends here. Give me an adjective, Chelsea.
Prickly.
Furry.
Slippery.
Slimy.
Exhausting.
We're good.
Got enough.
Yeah. Like this. She's like, so that was nice. A little prickly for my liking.
It's the beard.
I think it's because you're furrier than I expected you to be, especially down below. But once we got going, it was nice and slippery. There's some sliminess that I'm not enjoying right now.
Wow. Poor Tex.
I would agree. That was quite an experience. So wait, I can talk right now?
Talking to her under the water, yeah.
I assume I'm breathing perfectly normal?
Breathing underwater.
So how long have you been down here for?
She looks confused. You can gauge that time passes differently for immortal beings than it does for humans who have a short lifespan. What she doesn't really have us. She says, it has been some time since a visitor came through. The last ones that came through, they were not chosen of Xotzalaha, and therefore I put an end to them. But you and your friends, being touched by Xotzalaha, I can only believe are here to re-raise this temple?
Sure. Let's use that line of reasoning.
I would like it very much if you would come back and share your sliminess with me again.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Thanks, friends.
Feel awkward licking my candy at the moment.
That might be something that can be arranged.
Great. She's totally willing to hook up with you anytime you would like from here on out.
Neat. I ask her if I can have the gloves.
Can I be paid?
I'm a gigolo.
You get Gem now.
I get Gem.
I'm happy you made the big choice. I wanted to make the big choice.
I know, but she's not interested in us.
Isn't a bisexual at all.
All right, here's your white gem, Aaron, beautiful scene. It was a little bit more prickly than I wanted it to be, but that's okay. And
that's what she said.
Just to let you know, Maryland and Flo, if you had gone down into the grotto with the water,
I would have died.
Should have killed your ass.
I know.
Oh, and she's never going to go down with you. You're a weird freaking bird thing.
That's
what are you going to do with her?
I have skills.
What skills? You got a big ass beak that has like zero sensitivity.
Right, I do.
And you don't use the beak for like erotic.
Why not?
You don't know me.
And also, like, she doesn't lay eggs for you to then do your thing upon.
That's not birds.
Yes,
that's fish. Birds.
Also,
that's
birds.
Birds.
I didn't do good in biology class. I thought that was just fish.
Anyway, she's just...
And we're both female, so like, we're not looking to reproduce here. That's not the goal.
Tex, you've had your moment. The next scene is like 15, 20 minutes in length as you chat and converse. And yes, you may have these magical gloves. She's more than willing to let her to part with them. They are gloves of missile snaring. Please look them up. I don't know if they require attunement or not. And you can learn what they do for you from the Dungeon Master's Guide. However, it's now been half an hour, so you take 3 points of damage, Flo.
I'll have to look that up when I get home.
I think she assumes that the rest of the party is keeping me and Marilyn Jane around as portable human sacrifice to Zotzalaha.
Fair.
That's what I think.
So what you're saying out loud?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I kindly request that I not be a portable human sacrifice to your dark god.
Who are you talking to? Well, did you think we were going to do that?
People change.
I mean, I definitely wasn't planning on sacrificing you. I kind of like you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not like... Not all Florida men are liked.
That's fair. That's fair.
Is there a door?
Yes.
Okay, Marilyn checks out the door.
Cool, it's big. Double door made of brass or bronze or something, and it glows in the light like the sun. It's a little bit warm because the light casting upon it, it's actually really hard to continue to look at for like an extended period of time. And it's embossed with reliefs of gods and whatnot of the Olmon people.
Can I check for traps?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna do that.
Sure. Do you want to describe yourself doing that?
I can.
Cool. I'd love to hear that.
So Marilyn walks up to the door and is eyeing it cautiously, seeing if there's any kind of pressure panels on the floor up going up to the door. As she gets to the door, she takes a stick out of her bag. It's kind of like what would resemble a pen if she would put the graphite in it. And she just runs it underneath the door, seeing if there's any kind of trip wires that kind of it hooks onto, and runs it up the side. She could barely fit it in between the crack where the hinge of the door would be. Runs it up there as well. Then she starts to check and see if there's any kind of like holes in the door where poisonous needles would shoot out of, because that has happened before and she's not getting that again. And yeah.
There does not seem to be any of those sorts of things.
Cool.
However, it is not dry or comfortable where you are, because it is like a foot deep of water on this platform next to this door. And it is only 5 feet deep. Although it does stretch for quite some ways around, but it is like 1 foot underneath the water. So you check and determine that no, there are no traps under or near or connected to this door at all. And you may open the door if you'd like to.
Cool. I'm going to open the door.
I put my shoes and my socks back on and I'll come with you.
Are we not going to wait for Tex? Or are we just assuming he's gone forever?
I assume he's dead.
Oh, I was joking, but...
Yeah, it has been at least half an hour since Tex.
In my experience, people that have sex die.
What? Well, that's confusing.
I mean, everybody does eventually, right?
Yeah. None of you are aware that Tex can breathe underwater for any extended period of time.
Well, did he have a cloak of bubbles or...
Well, Alabama, you were down there for a long time. How did you stay down there so long?
I played the fifth.
No, but like...
Alabama
really?
Was not down there for very long. Alabama was down there for like 3 rounds.
Oh, I thought it was...
No, according to Penny, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Shaking shit. So we're just assuming he's dead, but then why didn't he float up back to the
top? I say we just give the man some space. I think he's probably fine. Probably. He'll be fine.
So do we leave and come back or do we wait?
You are all looking at me. Please stop.
I'm looking at Alabama.
I feel like we should maybe bang against the edge of something under the water to get his attention. And if he doesn't get his attention, he's probably dead. So I'm willing to like bang metal against metal inside of the pool and see if he gets his attention. I ring the doorbell, knock on the door and be like, get that sock off the doorknob. It's time to GTFO.
Or... we can just leave him a note saying where we went and he'll catch up.
Gone fishing.
That's what you're doing.
Like, if I was hooking up with a hot fish chick,
you wouldn't want to be interrupted.
No, but I wouldn't be like, oh, they're leaving. I better hurry the hell up. I assume. I don't know. I haven't hooked up with a hot fish chick.
Marilyn starts digging through her bag and starts pulling out this assortment of weird stuff. One of it happens to be what looks like it could be intestine. You don't know for sure. And there's a piece of paper, and she's grabbing a long stick and she's pulling out some rope. And on the note, she's like, she puts, hurry up, you old fuck. Wraps it in the intestine to keep it from getting wet in the water, like a baggie. Attaches it to the rope, ties that to the stick, casts it out, and goes fishing for Texas.
Can we just back up to the part where you have intestine randomly in your bag?
Hey, I am a rogue. I have a lot of weird shit with me.
You're not an apothecary.
That would
Where is
cool.
this intestine coming from?
You the need last to tell the rat story. Or something.
No. That would be one of these. If you're telling me you suddenly somehow have intestine that's not on your character sheet, it's in your bag. That's perfectly fine. You want to pay a white gem. I'll gladly take an intestine. But whatever. You want to get a Texas attention somehow. Intestine note on a stick or banging metal pieces of objects together. Heck, ringing Alabama's giant dong. Doesn't matter. She attempts to continue to engage you in pillow talk, but it has been 40 minutes since you left the party. She's given you the gloves. What happens next?
It best be about time I take my leave, but don't you worry. I'll be back for you soon enough.
She begins to kiss you passionately again, her hands finding new furry places on your body.
I push her away and I pat her gently on the head and I say,
then you are going to need to make some sort of charisma check to not piss her off.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe don't pat her on the head.
Or push her away.
You could make an intimidation check. Failing that would be very bad. You could make a persuasion check. Failing that could lead to potentially other options. Or you could make a deception check. Failing that might incur less. It all depends on what you want to do. You could deceive her to say, no, you're not capable anymore. There is no slime left within you.
Let's do that.
I'm all slimed out.
Or you could attempt a persuasion check of some other means.
I'll try and persuade her.
Excellent. If you want to role play this first, I will give you advantage on the check.
I'm just going to spin a blue gem.
Oh, no fun.
Fine.
Seriously?
He wants to cop out.
Big choices,
he
dude.
He wants to cop out instead of copping a feel. You can spend a blue gem and not roleplay it and just make the check.
Just make the check.
All the women are like, aw.
I know.
It.
I was excited.
There's sex scenes in our games.
It was a chance to have the mic.
Just let it. It's fine.
18.
That is, of course, an excellent persuasion check. You persuade her that now is not the right time, that later will be more delightful, or some shitty male excuse before you leave and don't call again.
He might come back.
It's a sure thing.
He's not going to call.
Swim away up All to right. the surface.
So make a constitution check as you swim away. While you did persuade her, she's not really interested in giving you more breath of life to get you back up to the top of the pool. So quick, make a constitution saving throw. See, should have saved that blue for this.
Yeah.
Nine is not enough. Oh. You take 1d6 damage as you start to take on water. It's been 45 minutes. I don't think the party hung around any longer, did they? At about the 40-minute mark, did you say, well, he'll catch up?
Yes.
Okay, great. I love it.
Oh.
He takes. Oh, I get to roll that, not you.
Well,
that's my damage. Oh. Hiya! Oh, fuck, it's one as well.
Nice.
The world has spoke.
I know. You take one damage as you take on some water, as you struggle up to the top of the surface. You breach the surface. Your clothes are gone. And
we took his clothes?
Yeah, your clothes are gone. It'll make good sense in a moment.
Okay. Parent trap.
Yeah, your clothes are gone. Everything is gone. You see, the light is there, but it seems kind of dim. The doors are open, big double brass doors that have the sun etched upon them, the old man gods. Those are open, and you can't see your party members anywhere.
So basically what you're telling me is I'm just swimming naked in this pool with these gloves on.
Yeah, you have the gloves. I don't know if you're wearing them yet, but yeah. Naked with a pair of riding gloves. Yeah.
They do require attunement as well.
Okay, good. If you had stuck around for a third time, they would be attuned.
Ooh.
No.
All right. Party members, you realize that Tex's stuff is just floating in the water because there's nowhere for it to be. It's just there getting wet. So you gather up all of his stuff into like a pile or whatnot. You open the doors and the half of this L-shaped corridor is flooded. But at the end of the corridor, you can see the water is no longer there. So it slowly goes up and you just drop all of his clothes in a bundle and a pile, all of his stuff and that little raft that he made propped up against one side of the wall with his socks like hanging from it. That's all left there because it's out of the water and it could dry if he was gone for a while. And if he never comes back, it's a nice little tomb or a little monument with the socks there. This was Tex. The water as you're walking up is very cold. It's 3 feet deep. The bottom is slippery in this area because this pool, this water has been pretty stagnant in this area where the doors haven't been opened for quite some time. So there's no way you're going to be running and dashing up this thing. You take, you know, careful steps, but as you move along, the water becomes shallower as you then turn towards the north and you can see a set of stairs rising up out of the dampness and the path then ends at a set of bronze doors. And the doors have keyholes in them for a set of keys.
Spooky.
Do we have keys at all? Do we ever collect keys?
We have a rogue.
Oh, my sheet.
I can pick a lock, but it's always better to have keys, right?
It's kind of funny. From my perspective and maybe Marie Claire's, it was like you were holding up your character sheet for us to see, I'm a rogue, when I think actually you were just reading the back of your character sheet.
Yeah, I was. I was seeing if I picked up any keys.
It really looked like you were just telling us, I'm a rogue.
Hello.
Well, I guess I can pick this lock.
Pulls out her little thief tools.
Do you investigate the door?
Yes.
Okay, somebody always describe the doors for me. They are gorgeous, beautiful bronze doors. A set of double doors. That's all you want to say for description? They are prickly. They are furry. They are
a little slimy and a bit slippery.
Yeah,
they should actually just slip right open.
That's funny. What do you see when you see the doors, Marie Claire? What does Flo see?
So they're like made out of bronze. So they've got that like weathering oxidization that happens to stuff when it's too humid in the environment.
Sure, yeah, they've oxidized. Yeah.
There's some inlay of a design that has been worn away over the, you know, time of this temple's existence.
Okay, so it's worn away bronze doors that have oxidized.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else? Do they pull towards you or they push away?
They're a slide in the middle.
They slide.
Ooh,
open.
Yeah, they're sliding doors.
So they don't look, they look like they might push away because you or don't pull, see the hinges. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, a couple of keyholes. Does anybody look inside the keyholes?
I look inside the keyholes.
You don't see anything. You can see mechanisms, but they don't look all the way
through.
I
stick my beak in them and go, see if it opens. I want to be useful too. And open
sliminess that comes out the bottom of the door, but no.
That was a
nothing.
Bad choice.
Yeah.
I'll let you open these now.
You hear some splashing from behind you, party.
Turn around and see what the splish splash is all about.
Well, Tex must be finished. That boy got a long run. That's all I'm going to say.
You're just jealous.
He's dead?
Nope.
Oh, but the French call it the little death.
What?
Florida, you're so interesting.
Tex, you spot your clothes.
I grab them and put them on.
What do you say when you see your clothes?
Thanks for sticking around, everyone.
No, when you see your clothes.
Thanks for sticking around.
Thanking his socks directly. Thanks for sticking around, socks.
So what I do when I see them is I go up and I feel them and I assume they're dry at this point.
Does anybody have mending or thaumaturgy or a thing that could dry clothes?
Well, no, I was just...
An air genasi?
I was just asking in general.
I don't think the air genasi has blow dryer setting.
Come on!
I can set them on fire.
She kind of more sucks than them. Blows.
You could suck all the water out.
Not from his socks.
Ew.
That sounds gross. I have unending breath, but that just means, you know.
You have cantrips that might be effective there, Bard. What are your bardly cantrips?
I have thaumaturgy.
Cool. Thaumaturgy can, I think, cause things to warm up, right?
It's like magical effects.
I think
like
that's part of
vegetation them dry.
It's part of the et cetera.
If they're metal, I could heat them up. Do you got metal socks? Got little booties?
I have it. I have it right
no,
here.
No, I don't have little booties.
It's prestidigitation.
That's the best one that I got.
That's what it is.
I mean, to press them?
Yeah. Mine is just changing the look of stuff, opening stuff.
So prestidigitation allows you to instantly clean one cubic foot of material, and or warm one cubic foot of non-living material. So
for an hour, yeah.
You absolutely could clean and then dry his clothes.
Suddenly, clean, like women's work.
You could clean and dry everyone's clothes.
You leave it folded and you're like, and the French press
goes to warm up the socks. They don't warm. Wait a second. They start walking away.
I did the spell wrong. Okay, everybody's clothes are clean.
Nice.
Yay.
What do you have to say to cast prestidigitation to warm things up? There's also that song from Bedknobs and Broomsticks where she makes all the clothes animate and start moving around. I wish I could remember what that song was.
I love that's that a good movie. One. That's good movie. So long.
It's on Disney Plus.
I know. I saw. So, I have it
in DVD
too.
I'm gonna take Chelsea's offer.
Yep.
It's getting hot in here, so put on your clean clothes.
I love it. That's great.
It is getting so hot. I'm gonna put my clothes on.
You may have a blue gem.
Yay!
For that.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. So your clothes are all dry when you get to them, and all of your friends are. Or companions, I don't know if they're really friends yet, are standing in front of a pair of double doors. Penny has insisted upon trying to put her beak in the keyhole. It's too big for that sort of thing. Her beak, that is. And Maryland goes to unlock the doors.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't open a door, so.
You can open a door.
Doors are not locked.
Oh. this is when you do thaumaturgy and you're like, open.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the doors slide, so thaumaturgy won't work with this.
Swoosh.
Swoosh.
The doors slide open.
Whoosh.
Exactly. From either not being unlocked and then the thaumaturgical blast. Did you want to do that? Is that what Alabama yes. does? What does Alabama say to cast thaumaturgy?
No.
Swoosh, motherfucker.
Who the fuck is that?
Zotzilla, huh?
No.
Zotzilla.
God.
Taco Witsy's Taco Tella.
Tecuzzi's Tecota.
Tecuzzi's Tecota. And he's dead. So it doesn't matter.
Please don't
he's the
take
first
that out.
Dead
that
thing you guys
because that was 100% candid. Who's Taco Tuesday?
So sorry. The letters were bigger than Zotzilla.
It was important last game because you guys talked to him for quite some time.
Oh, boy.
Cast your spell.
Zotzilla, I call upon you. Please bless me with the power of whoosh, so that I may open these doors gloriously.
A sigil like a rounded check mark appears before you in glowing light, and the doors slide open.
Whoosh.
Whoosh.
Whoosh symbol.
Oh, the Nike swoosh.
Thanks, Zotzi. I think we're becoming best friends.
This hallway is 20 feet wide, so opens and then there's suddenly much wider than you expected it to be and has piles of rubble and debris scattered along its length. The walls are covered with frescoes of Ullman art. The south wall, which I guess is to one side of you, displays scenes of a battle between the Ullman and a sequence of invaders. The north wall on the other side of you depicts people questing for a new land, their experiences during the journey including crossing treacherous mountains, sailing over storm-tossed seas, and receiving the guidance of the gods in their battles to keep their homeland free from invasions. In the center of the wall is a painting of a pyramid, with a temple atop of it, and the sun shining over the land. Far across from you down the hall, you can see an archway carved in the form of twinning serpents, and beyond it, the corridor continues on into shadows. Make a perception check at the end of this description. Okay, who beat a 10? Just two of you.
Cool, no.
Okay, three of you have beaten a 10. Have you beat a 15? All right. Flo, you see, and the other two of you see as well, Alabama Johnson as a fresco image close to you on the side that is repelling the invaders. So there he is. What's his name again, guys?
I haven't. Wait. Blanchard?
Blanchard.
Blanchard the Wonderful is there. Totally looks like Alabama. Even has that, like, big dong Alabama pose. Like he's striking a bell.
He stands, but, like, with manspreading.
Yeah. He manspreads to stand. But on the other side of the exploration and the finding new lands and the worship and the prayer side, you can clear as day. If you got a 15 or higher, you can mm-hmm. see the Lord and man emblazoned on a fresco, topless, wearing a grass skirt, you know, as they do sort of thing, holding a bleeding heart in hand sort of thing. A knife sharp in the other. With tongue out?
Well, isn't that like the style, like the tongue out style? No? Okay.
It is now.
Did anybody get an 18 or higher? You both got 18 or higher.
Yeah, we did.
Oh my goodness. You see the complete subjugation in small form, because it's not big. You see the subjugation of the old man people of the Tarot folk.
Oh,
only one small section of that side, on the side that's got all the worship and the climbing treacherous mountains and sailing over storm-tossed seas, keeping your homeland free from invasions. And then on the temple itself, laying dead, if you beat a 20, you both beat a 20? Holy moly.
I got 21. 20,
21.
21.
Then that is more than enough. You see the dead Texas Walker laying there, a sacrifice to the god at the top. It's not a real clear image of Texas Walker, but kind of looks like Texas Walker.
But dead.
But dead. He blood sacrifice or something like that. Maybe heart. It's not clear. It's such a small piece of the fresco. But yeah, there you go.
And if I look, can I see a genie anywhere? A djinn?
No, there's no djinn. Why would there be a djinn?
She's left out.
There's no Janassi in this particular part of the fresco, this piece. Yeah.
Just thought. Do you see what I see?
I don't like this art installation at the current moment.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the decorating.
Do you point out to your unseeing compatriots what you're noticing, the two of you, as you're walking along together, holding hands, discussing things together? Like, it definitely seems like the two of you a 21 are like, oh, look over there. Oh, look over there. We're sharing the experience.
We're not holding hands, but otherwise,
okay,
yes.
Cool.
Skipping beside each other.
I'm going to be like, oh, hey, it's Alabama. Look at that.
Florida, did you not see you?
No.
Oh, come here. I'll show you you. You look awesome.
Hey, I've got a mole in my boob.
In real life or in this picture?
One does as well.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is me.
And we will end there.
Whoa.
For now. This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.